WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're standing on the edge of a giant leap, but your inner voice is screaming, what if you fail? Well, you're not good enough. Yeah, me too. That little gremlin called self-doubt can really put a damper on our dreams and ambitions, right? But guess what? Today, we're tackling it head-on. We're going deep into the world of overcoming self-doubt and building unshakable self-trust. Because trust me, when you believe in yourself, anything is possible. Think about it. Self-doubt is like that voice whispering in your ear, telling you to stay small, to play it safe, to avoid taking those chances that could lead to something truly amazing. But here's the thing, self-trust is like a superpower. It's the confidence that comes from knowing your worth, recognizing your strengths, and believing in your ability to handle whatever life throws at you. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you slay that self-doubt dragon and become your own biggest cheerleader. First up, identify the root cause. Where does the self-doubt stem from? Maybe it's past experiences, negative voices in your life, or even just unrealistic expectations. Dig deep and figure out what's fueling those doubts. You can't fight something you don't understand, right? Think of it like a detective case, you gotta gather all the clues. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. When that inner critic starts chirping away, stop and ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, our doubts are based on assumptions, not facts. Remember, your brain is a powerful tool, but it can also be a bit of a trickster. You're in control, don't let those negative thoughts run the show. Thirdly, focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of things you're good at, things that make you proud, and things you genuinely enjoy. Dwelling on what you think you lack just feeds the self-doubt monster. Celebrate your wins, big or small, and remind yourself that you are capable and worthy. Fourth, take action. The best way to build self-trust is to step outside of your comfort zone and do things that scare you a little bit. Remember that scene in The Matrix where Neo takes the red pill? It's scary at first, but it opens up a whole new world of possibilities. So take that leap of faith, start that project, speak up in that meeting, or just try something new. You'll be surprised by what you can achieve. And finally, be kind to yourself. Self-doubt is a common human experience. Don't beat yourself up for having those moments of uncertainty. It's okay to make mistakes, it's all part of the learning process. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a friend going through something similar. Remember that time when I tried baking a cake? It was supposed to be this beautiful masterpiece, but it ended up looking more like a volcanic eruption. But guess what? I didn't give up. I learned from my mistakes, adjusted the recipe, and eventually I baked a pretty decent cake, at least according to my taste buds. The point is, building self-trust takes time and practice. There will be setbacks along the way, but don't let them define you. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep believing in yourself. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you overcome self-doubt and build unshakable self-trust. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let that inner critic hold you back. Embrace your strengths, challenge those negative thoughts, and take action towards the life you want. You got this. And before I go, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to cultivate more self-trust? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. See you in the next episode, where we'll dive deeper into another aspect of living a truly stoic life. Stay awesome, everyone.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.